وليؤدي الأمانة إذا أؤتمن وليحسن جاره إذا جار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, I have narrated the hadith. Abdul Rahman bin Abi Qurad al-Sulami radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith. He says that once Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, he made wudu by me. In other words, he made wudu in front of me, I was watching. And the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam began taking the wudu water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and wiping on their face. So this has two meanings. One is, when we say wudu water, is the wudu water that was remainder from the bucket that was brought for him. That which remained he did not use. Abu Juhayfa radiallahu anhu reads, it comes in Bukhari, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada, when he went to Arafat, في مكان المحسب, he was in the place which is called Muhassab, that's where he rested first. Then he asked Bilal radiallahu anhu, bring wudu water for me. And Bilal radiallahu anhu brought the wudu water, after which he took wudu, and then he read the Zuhar and Asr Salah, which he joined in Hajjatul Wada. So that which was left, Bilal radiallahu anhu says that, you know what, when we say left in the dish, or left in the container which was brought. So they all started fighting and thronging to each towards it, to take the blessings of the leftover water which was brought for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one that came late and the water was finished. So he looked at another sahabi's hand and he saw it's wet still, and he wiped his hand like that to take the blessings of what? Of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one meaning now. One meaning which I said the leftover water they were anointing upon their face. The second meaning is that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees a dream in Madinah Munawwara. In the dream they say that we made tawaf of the Kaaba and we made sa'i, safa, marwa. After that we shave our head. And then he said he woke in the morning, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Fajr Majlis. He used to ask the people what dream you saw. So he says, you did not see a dream, I saw a dream. And then what happened? The shock and the yearning for making Umrah came in their heart. They said, okay, this is the first time now after migrating, let's go back to Makkah. And we are not going back to Makkah to fight anyone. We are going to make Umrah. So 1500 people joined him. It was the first of Zulqa'dah. They set off. And on that side, the news reached them that these people are coming. So they prepared the army. Khalid ibn Walid prepared an army to intercept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that he was apprehending trouble, so he took a different route. And they came to a place called Hudaybiyah. It's called Hudaybiyah because the well that was close by, was called Hudaybiyah. So they called the entire incident the incident of Hudaybiyah. Over there, the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they disembark, it refused to set up again. It refused to wake up. So everyone was saying to the camel, or trying to hit it and say, Hal, Hal, move, move. So then they said that the camel is not moving. He was seated on Qaswa. Qaswa was the name of his camel. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had four camels. One male camel, three female camels. The male camel's name was Shahba. The female was Qaswa, Jad'a, and Adba. These were the three camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam female. On Hajjatul Wada, he used Qaswa. He gave the female servant on this camel Qaswa. And on the 11th of Zulhijjah, he changed. He sat on Jad'a, and then he gave the 11th sermon. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam passed away, Jad'a refused to eat and drink. Jad'a, in the hunger, he passed away in the longing for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two donkeys, Ya'fur and Ufair. Ya'fur and Ufair, they came in the booty way after Battle of Khaybar. So Ya'fur came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentioned in the Kitab of Shifa of Qadi Iyaz, the Ya'fur said, "Oh Rasulullah, can you take me as your conveyance? Why? In my progeny, in my grandfathers and my up my ancestral chain, only Nabis wrote upon us. And you the last Nabi, I'm the last of my family. So why don't you take me in your care? So I have the privilege to now convey or transport the last Nabi. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took Yafur. Besides that, there was Ufair. Yafur, he had also one more job. The job was that, you know what, when Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not have a person to run errands, then he used Yafur. On one occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to stay on the right hand side of the Masjid of Nabawi. You see there is the door of Abu Bakr, why his house was there. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded, close the all small doors that was reading, he says, Suddu khulla khawkati illa khawkata Abu Bakr. Close all the doors except the door of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see Abu Bakr. So he says, Yafur, go call Abu Bakr. Yafur went, he went to the door of Abu Bakr. Pah! He hit the door. Abu Bakr came out, he says, Yafur Sharif. He says, oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is calling. He went to the masjid. Yafur, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it went mad. On the parting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Pray, what happened to my heart and your heart? How come there is a drought of sunnah in my longing for this in my heart? How so much only the yearning for counting the rands and the dollars is only in our heart? Where's the longing for the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pierced to the seven heavens? First heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven. Come close now. Udnu, udnu, udnu. Fakana qaba qawseni u'adna. That much, that longing finish in our heart. The longing for the cars, the longing for the things and expansion of the dunya is, our heart has become clouded. There's a cloud of that. And there's a drought of this. You know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says that, you know what, it does not please me, the Islam of Abu Quhafa, then it pleases me the Islam of Abu Talib. They asked him, by Abu Quhafa is your father. Abu Talib is far away from you. He's related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Abu Talib's Islam pleases Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Quhafa's Islam pleases me, my father. To make Allah's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy is the demand of the Shariat. And my desire is Abu Quhafa. I press my desire down to give preference to what? The desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So coming back to this, they say that, you know what? He was going to Hudaybiyah, the camel refused to set up. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, no, it's not stubborn the camel. Habis, habasaha habisul fil. The one who held the elephant back from coming to the Kaaba has held this camel back. In other words, it was ishara from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't advance, go more than this. You must settle in Hudaybiyah. Then he said a person to Makkah to tell, we haven't come to cause any enmity, but we have come to make tawaf of the Kaaba and make sa'i and go back home. So go. So he said, Khirash bin Amr al-Khuzai was sent for this year. When Khirash reached Makkah, immediately they hamstrung the camel of Khirash and they took his belongings. And luckily some people interceded. And then, you know, Khirash was released. And when he came back and he gave news to Rasulullah s.a.w., this is what they did. Allah's Nabi s.a.w. said, Umar, you go. You go and you tell them. Umar says, you know what, I can't go. But you know what, I got someone who will go. I think you send Osman. Osman got family. So Osman was sent. So amongst this, they sent from that side a person called Urwa bin Mas'ud As-Saqafi radiallahu ta'ala to come and view these people and see what they're doing. So when he came, and this is written in history, that what he saw and what he narrated to them. He says, Ma tanakhama, he was not a Muslim that time. He became Muslim after that. His whole tribe became Muslim and then they murdered him. Urwa bin Mas'ud As-Saqafi radiallahu ta'ala. So then he says, مَا تَنَخَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نُخَامَةً إِلَّا وَقَعَتْ فِي كَفِّ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ فَدَلَكَ مِنَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ. He says, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sputum. It never touched the ground. There's a hand to pick it up and they anointed it on the face out of blessings taken from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He revealed Yasin, He read Yasin to the angels 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Did we ever ponder that what is in Yasin? That Allah is saying that Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursalin, by the qasam that you are a Nabi. And then after that what? Wa innaka ala siratim mustaqim. Every day you're making dua. Ihdina sirat al mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al mustaqim. Allah is saying, innaka, you Muhammad, you upon sirat al mustaqim. Muhammad is upon sirat al mustaqim. So Allah read this 1,000 years, that He has decided this, and this is the guidance. And we say what? The latest instrument we're using, the GPS of mankind to a safe akhirat. That we're looking for direction, but we're picking up the wrong things. So then this man says that, وَإِذَا تَوَدَّ أَكَادُ يَتَّقِلُونَ عَلَى وُضُوِي. When he made wudu, they were always fighting for the wudu water. وَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ خَفَضَ أَصْوَاتُهُمْ. When he spoke, their voices became loud. وَكَانُوا لَا يُحِدُّونَ النَّظْرَ إِلَيْهِ. They did not look with a sharp eye to him. Amr bin As says, لَوْ قِيلَ لِي أَنْ أَصِفَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَصَفْتُهُ. If you ask me to describe Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I cannot describe him. Because why? Out of respect, I always look down. وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ وَفَدْتُ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ وَدَقَسَمَ فَاللَّهِ. I travel to the kings of the world. وَفَدْتُ عَلَى كِسْرَ وَكَيْسَرَ وَالنَّجَّاشِ. مَا رَأَيْتُ أَصْحَابًا يُعَزِّمُ أَصْحَابُهُ كَمَا يُعَزِّمُ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدًا مُحَمَّدًا. I had never seen a group of people respecting and adoring their leader like how what the people of Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad, respected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this part I'm saying, the second meaning is what? Of the wudu water, is that which was trickling down from his limbs, they were carrying out. So going on with this hadith, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, that why are you doing this? Why are you taking the wudu water and you're anointing your face? They said, Hubbullahi wa Rasulihi, for the love of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam. Now understand this. Arabic is a very vast language. Other languages are crippled and disabled to explain the words of Arabic. If you take a derivative noun and you join it to a noun after that, then it can two meanings. It can give the subject noun or the object noun. To understand, now I got to explain this also. What is a subject noun and an object noun? Qatala Dawudu Jaluta. David killed Goliath. So David is the doer and Goliath is the done upon. So if we turn it the other way, then we say, you know what? Hubbullahi wa Rasuli. I want the love of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam. That is the object noun meaning. And the subject noun meaning that Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam must love me. So two ways I could use until finally a wind blew. The pots, the lids fell, the tent went down, and the Bedouin woman shouted, Fadamdama alayna al-Qidr. Everything is destroyed. So he packed his bags, he put his shoe on, right, his back, he said, I got the meaning, he wrote it down. For one word of the Quran, these people live, brother. Today the kitab reading is taking place, everyone is marching. No, not my group, this. It's become like that. The words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to listen has become hard. Gee, what happened to our ears? So coming back now, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا يَحْمِلُكُمْ وَلَا هَذَا. What drives you to do this, take my wudu water? They said, the love of Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you should do this here. This is what you thinking on yourself. I am telling you that if you want Allah's love and His Messenger alayhi salam, you want it both ways. You want to love Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam, or you want Allah to love you and His Messenger alayhi salam to love you, then do three things. Number one, فَيَسْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. You should speak the truth when you speak. Number one. Number two, وَلْيُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ. You should fulfill the trust when you're entrusted. Number three, وَلْيُحْسِنْ جَارَهُ إِذَا جَاوَرَ. You should be a good neighbor when you become a neighbor. Now I can't take all three already. Already we're pressing for time. So anyway, we'll just start with one. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? That you should be honest. It was an easy thing, brothers. But in today's time, it's become very difficult. Even for the Maulana also, it's become difficult. Because he has to cut his way in society also. Why? Why? Money has become the dictate of our society. And money has become a dictate. We're not honest because honesty is a good value. We're honest because we're going to make money. So if it means to lie and make money, we'll make it. And it means to be honest, not because Islam and my deen from Allah in the heavens says that I must be honest. No, not because of that. Because it's money driven. When it comes out of that, and it comes from there, then it will be driven now. So he says the first thing, that what society, globally, any community, Muslim, non-Muslim, Jewish, Christian, any community, any boss employing a person, any teacher looking at a student, what he look for? He look for honesty whether he's a Muslim or non-Muslim. The first thing he'll do, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bi sidq. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu, riwayat of Bukhari, he says that upon you to adapt and adopt honesty forever in your life. Hiraql was the learned person amongst the Christians at the time of Rasulullah SAW, and he was the king of Rome. So Allah's Nabi SAW, amongst the dawat that he gave, he wrote a letter to Hiraql. So Hiraql, when he got the letter, he didn't open it. He looked at the, you know, Muhammad Rasulullah, and you know, he says, hey, who's this person sending me this letter? Let me interview someone who comes from his town or his city. So he asked the people around him, can you get someone? They said, yeah, we'll get someone. They come to Damascus for business. And who they found? Abu Sufyan. He was not a Muslim. He says, bring him. They brought him. So after a long story, I'm quoting the part that, you know what, which is necessary for our discussion. So he asked Abu Sufyan, فَمَاذَا يَعْمُرُكُمْ? What does he command you to do? What this man Muhammad is commanding you to do? Any society exists. These are the pillars of any society. And when this comes out of a society, then whether he's Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah will destroy that society. The destruction is not on kufr. Allah gives respite to kufr in this world. Look, follow history. But when these things come out, number one, يَعْمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ, he commands you to pray. وَالصِّدْقِ, he commands you to be honest. وَالْعَفَافِ, to be chaste and not commit zina. وَالْأَمَانَ, and to be up, to uphold the trust. These are a society, its pillars is this. A community, its pillars is this, what I've said. A household will become barbad and destroy itself when this is missing in the house as well. So then, he said, he command you to this. Our scriptures also command us to do the very same. So this, I'm coming back to Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu, the hadith. It is, inna sidqa yunji, wa inna sidqa yahdi ilal birr, wa inna albirra yahdi ilal jannah. Honesty leads to piety and righteousness leads to jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his Nabi, he brought the way of hidayat. You and I, when we say, you know what, when we make a change in life, then I'm asking you, anyone thinks that I should stop speaking lies? Everyone thinks, you know what, I should do this here, I should start dressing up like how I'm dressed in that. But if I lie and cheat and that is okay, huh? Allah's Nabi says, may my life be qurban for his tarbiyat that he made. That he says, you know what, the first thing you do, what you do? Huh? You leave out speaking lies. Because why? It opens, it's the master key to every room, to every righteousness. It will give you tawfiq and hidayah to do all righteousness when you leave out speaking lies. How many forms we fill and we lie? How many buttons we press and they say you agree on these terms here, meanwhile you're lying? Gee, Ibrahim alayhi salam on the day of Hashar, when everyone will go to Nabi, to start the day of Hashar, Adam, I'll say, lastu laha, I'm not for it. You have to go to someone else. No, lastu laha. They go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say, I remember that one white lie I spoke. I'm frightened how Allah will deal with me. You know which white lie he spoke? That Sarah is his sister. When Namruz wants to put his hand to Sarah, Namruz was a tyrant king who took anyone's wife who was pretty or any daughter. So when he was traveling, Namruz wanted to take Sarah. He said, this is my sister. Namruz would have taken by force if he said he was wife. So he meant sister in Islam. He says, I'm frightened how Allah will deal with me. What about those books that are filled with lies from Monday to Sunday, from 2018 to 2019, and that full lie? How are we going to stand before Allah when Allah opens that? When Ibrahim is saying that, you know what, the one lie, the white lie, I don't know how Allah is going to deal. Go ask someone else to do this. So coming back to this, he says, وَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُرُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. That lies will lead you to all evil. You speak lies, you'll do any sin. Any kind of sin. You got the master key for sin. Although you got a beard and kurta, you got the master key for sin. Because why? Allah's Nabi is saying it. A man comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, inni rajulun azni wa asrik wa ashribu. I am a man. I commit zina. I steal. I lie. And I drink wine. For me now, I became a Muslim. To leave all at one time is very difficult. Show me that one action that I can start for, I'll progress from there. So, you know, I think, hey, you know what? Hey, you mustn't go and drink anymore. You know what? He's going to the bar and that. Or, you know, stop the zina and that. You and I, you know what? We'll We wait that when we put a list down, we'll wait that verse. Allah's Nabi said, you know what? Leave out speaking lies. Just do that. He thought he got the easiest one. He said, hey, let me go. Don't ask more. So he took it. He said, I promise you, I'll never speak a lie. Now he goes and he stays 1 week. The desire and the flame of stealing comes in his heart. So he says, you know what? I can steal, but you know what? If I steal, I can't speak a lie. They ask me, either you stole. I say, you know what? I didn't steal. It's a lie. Already that side is out. So if I say I stole, they're going to cut my hand. Just leave it out. In the next week, the desire of zina came. So he says, hey, you know what, I can't commit zina. There's many, I have my old links as well. The old phone numbers is joining somewhere. So anyway, I can just ring up there. I'm just giving you my language to make you understand. But now, then what he says? He says, if I commit zina, I can't speak a lie. They ask me, I can't say I didn't commit zina. I have to say the truth. And if they say the truth, they're going to stone me. So he stoned me, I said, no, I'll leave it out. But I like that everyone like that. See what he did? Alaykum bis sidq. Maulana Kamruddin, Maulana used to teach in Darbil. Maulana, what's his name? His name is not coming. But Badruddin, this thing, not Badruddin. Something to the name is not falling in my mind quickly. So anyway, he was dictating a letter. So when he was dictating a letter to his friend, and his son was writing the notes, so he's saying, I am very, very sad to hear about your wife's death. So what he did? He stopped and he put his hand on his heart. So his son is saying, your heart is paining, Abba. So he says, no, I was just checking. I said, I'm very, very sad. It is true in my heart. I'm feeling that. Otherwise, the lie will be written in my isab. So I can't lie like that also. Allah give us jazal khair. Rabi ibn Hirash, in the Ummah, he was known for his honesty. People used to travel to Baghdad to test his honesty. So one time in the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, Walid ibn Abdul Malik appointed Hajjaj bin Yusuf as the governor of Baghdad. So there was a coup against Hajjaj, and Rabi ibn Hirash, his two sons were involved. So the sons fled. And suddenly, after a few weeks, they came back. And the informants of who Hajjaj bin Yusuf said, hey, the sons of Rabi ibn Hirash, they're back at home. So he says, well, I'll test this man's honesty today. He invited him for a meal. So I mentioned that they used to, he was a pillar of honesty. So then what happened? While they're talking and they're eating, so he didn't ask him, hey, your sons are there. He says, Rabi, your two sons who were cooing against me and that, you know what, where they are? So he says, so Rabi stands up, he says, life and death is in the hands of Allah. If you want, you go home, they are there. So Hajjaj stood up. He says, by the qasam of Allah, I free you and your two sons on the blessing of your honesty. If you spoke a lie today, I would have taken all three of your lives, or all your lives. The deer comes outside Rasulullah, says the Bedouin, he catches the deer. The khutbah will be short. Allah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was sitting outside, or came outside the masjid. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah. He turns aside, he looks, hey, what's this? Where is this voice coming? Then he sees the deer. He says, the deer is calling me. He says, oh, Rasul of Allah, is mentioned in Qadi Iyazi Shifa, the story of this deer. Oh, Rasul of Allah, your ummati captured me. I fell prey to him. I got errands to run. My babies are in the mountain. If you give me a chance, I'll go to fulfill that errand, and I will come back. I promise I will come back. It was tied to a bed. It goes off. And Allah's Nabi sits on that place waiting for it to come back. As he's waiting, waiting, waiting. And then suddenly he looks from the mountain, this deer is emerging. And he comes and smile on his face. And he ties the deer again. And the Bedouin comes out of the mosque. And he says, Allah's Nabi says, it is yours? He says, yes, it's mine. He says, I ask you, can I request you something? He says, yes. Can you make this over to me? He says, oh, Nabi of Allah, my life is sacrificed to you anytime. So he says, okay, I give it to you. Allah's Nabi says, open the string and he says, go free. Ilhaq bi ahlik, join your family. The deer in appreciation takes 4 steps. Goes down in sajda like this to Rasulullah. It goes backwards, another 4 steps. Go down in sajda. It continued for 4, 4, 4, 4 like this until he went out of the sight. But the deer could keep his promise and speak the truth. The ummatis today don't know. Huh? We forgot this. that our society exists. Muzaffar Hussain, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain, was appointed as the judge in a dispute in Saranpur. What he was disappointed? They were fighting that this masjid, when the British imperialists in the First World War, they claimed, the Hindus claimed this is the land of the land of theirs. They want to build a temple. The Muslims said, it's land for masjid. It's ours. And everyone is protest and this. So one of the British officers said, you have anyone can make a decision for between you all? So the Hindu said, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain is a great man. So the Muslims thought each other, our day is made. Our man is going to go there. So he goes there, he says, in reality, this property belongs to the Hindus. See. So the British officer said, today, Islam has won and the Muslims have been defeated. But Islam has won because Islam what? It propagates honesty. And that has won today. This man stood up for it. Wallahi, the qasam of Allah. Today if we come back to this year, they'll wash our feet and drink the water. But we are liars ourselves. We lie, although we don these garments. So many forms we're filling and we're lying. So many transactions we're making lies. And so many fast ones you're pulling, it's a lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الصُّفُ نُشِرَتْ, the scrolls will be opened, spread before you. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُكِ, we garden around your neck all your deeds. You'll see your lies. You'll see all the lies. Society has to come back to honesty. It's not about only praying. It's not about making a sajda here. Otherwise, nifaq comes in our heart. Nifaq is hypocrisy. When we lie, in hypocrisy. And why Allah called it nifaq, there is a reason. You see, everything has an appearance, outside appearance, and it has a reality. Like for instance, I take a sugarcane stick, and I put it here, and I put a bamboo stick. They both look same. But inside one is full of sugar, the other one is empty. So in insan, you see, two insans are standing, they look same. But inside one person's heart, there is full of iman and Islam, and honesty, the other person is kufr and lies. Allah makes decision on the inside, not the outside. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزُرُ إِلَى لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah is looking to what? Inside your heart. Now where this word came from, let's understand. In Arabic, the word nifaq comes from nafaq. Nafaq is a tunnel. A tunnel has two openings. One side, you see, you go to Saudi Arabia and Arab countries, you see, they call the tunnels nafaq. So it has two openings. Now this man here also has two faces. One for the masjid also, and one face outside the masjid. One for a face way for Ramadan, and one face outside Ramadan. One face for the Kaaba and his Umrah and this thing, and another face after Ramadan, after the Umrah and that. He has one face for what? For the public and that. Another face when he's sitting behind the screen over there, and he's sitting alone with the tablets and that. He has another face. So Allah calls it nifaq. Why he has two faces? By يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day will come, Allah will not accept anything except by a clean heart. We employ two maids in our house, plus a working boy. We have so much time to clean that house. Gee, and a working boy to clean the yard. But this heart remains with the filth of lies and nifaq and that. There's no cleaning. And who's the person, the residence? The wife is saying, husband will come back from home and he'll be angry, he'll see the whole house dirty. But yeah, Allah is not going to see this thing dirty. The wife is worried about the husband. The worker is worried about the boss. Here, Allah's house here, it's a Kalbu Abdullah Arshu illallah. The Kalb, the heart of Abdullah, is the Arsh of Allah. So we keep it dirty, three maids over there, plus working boy. We make it clean. And this will keep filthy and show Allah, let him stay there. No, no, no. This needs an effort. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq. Allah put honesty on our tongues. Right till we die. Put it into our children also. Before they're getting baligh, they're already getting used to speaking lies. Why? The Jamaat came to the door. Say, tell them my father is not here. What you taught your child? Tell them my father is not here. Say, my father said he's not. He came by the door to you, he forgot. He said, my father said he's not here. But what are we doing? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana.